Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Hey, we have a phenomenal show for you today, but I want to give a shout out for all of you that supported last weekend's three-day event, over 20 hours of live broadcast. That's what we did from the floor of One the Event. One the Event was a monumental event that a firefighter out of Seattle created, used his entire life savings to shift the energy from fear to love. And I want to thank all of you, the thousands of you that listened to the show and the millions of you apparently that watched the webcast all weekend long. Thank you so much from wherever you are, wherever you watched from. Our hearts are fully open. And, you know, I'm so excited today. You talk about your heart being open. If you're someone like me, you get to meet people along the way that help you remember that you're not less than, that your life isn't over because your body changes, that you don't have to settle for something less than you really want or deserve in the seasoned years of your life. And Dr. Christian Northrup is that person. I have had the honor and the pleasure of speaking with her from the very first when we started the Dr. Pat Show, which was formerly known as Crust Busting. She's joining me here today with a very powerful message. And I mean powerful. The secret pleasures of menopause. But the message is even beyond that. This is great news. Dr. Northrup, board certified OBGYN, visionary pioneer. She has been a spokesperson for all of us that have gone through these changes for years. New York Times best-selling author and much more. She has a phenomenal show on Hay House Radio, and following her 25 plus year career, both in academic, medicine, and private practice, she now is committed, devoted to, and spends her time helping women create the most exquisite lives they can have, because we have bought into a lie. And she is joining us here today to set the record straight. Dr. Northrup, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's great to
have
you.
Funny. I thought I just lost you.
Well, you know, isn't that interesting? Because I think the energy is so high sometimes. I went through this weekend where everything is perfectly plugged in and working, but the hearts and the vibration and the commitment of people that show up creates such an energy force that it's literally unstoppable. And you know,
you are correct about that. Yes, I have friends with whom when we talk, the phones go haywire, and it's only with certain people. And I have watched this with my medical intuitive friends for years. One could shut down a radio station in Lincoln, Nebraska from Maine. It really is, the vibratory rate is higher now than it's ever been. And it's smarter than smartphones and radios and TVs and all of it.
Dr. Northrup, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten to take this journey, a little bit of the journey with you since I started to do my radio show. How would you characterize the shift in the world, and especially the world of women, over the past 10 years?
Well, it's interesting to me that the Dalai Lama said the planet will be saved by Western women. So here's what I would say. We have Gloria Steinem has a show, a documentary called In Her Own Words on HBO. And when you watch that documentary about Gloria Steinem and you see how far we've come, we had the movie out called The Help and the book The Help about black maids in the South. When you watch that movie or you see Gloria Steinem sing, you realize how far we have come with human rights in such a short time. What I do with people is I say women got the right to vote in 1920. In geologic time, that's a nanosecond. we are doing just fine. Because one of the things that people do to keep themselves stuck is they say, oh, but we have so much farther to go. You know, it's like what we do in medicine. As soon as you make a breakthrough about some health thing, then the end of every scientific article is, of course, we can't say anything definitive because more research needs to be done. I remember sitting in a baseball cage with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi in the 70s and Buckminster Fuller, the great inventor of the geodesic dome and all kinds of other things, was there. And he said, in 1971, we had all the science we needed to eliminate poverty and ill health and pain and hunger on the planet. We just did not have the will. And so since that time, you know, we have more and more people doing more and more studies. I'm in the business of applying what we already know instead of getting into that gerbil wheel in the brain called more research needs to be done.
Yeah.
Okay, now that is true, but it's also Lee Iacocca in his wonderful book, after his wife died of diabetes, he decided that he was going to devote a significant portion of his time to wiping out diabetes. And what he says so candidly in the book is, he said, well, here's what I found. The diabetes establishment has absolutely no interest in curing diabetes. What they have an interest in is getting more grants to continue their work. And you can say the same thing for breast cancer, and you can say the same thing for any of those causes. So the shift that you're talking about, that I'm talking about, is instead of looking for everything that can go wrong, we are now turning our gaze to everything that can go right and is going right. And I was thinking today, because my daughter's flying home from New York City, and I was thinking to myself, you know, all the days that I get in my car and I go over to Pilates and I get a latte and I take it to my assistant at the office, all the days in which there's never a plane crash anywhere on the earth, it's most every single day. That means 99.9% of the time, the planes take off and the planes land. When you call me here on my landline, the call goes through 99.9% of the time. That's what we need to focus on. And I think that's very difficult for people because we have a central nervous system that evolved in the old fight or flight mode where you were running away from the saber-toothed tiger. And then, of course, you had days and days and days and lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes where nothing bad ever happened. But then the one thing that did, you see, that I had a great quote from a chiropractor friend of mine, and he said, people can forgive anything. The body forgives nothing. The body remembers every little slight that you had from the time, you know, that your mother didn't give you the red patent leather shoes when you were four. The body keeps score and it remembers this stuff. So you have to keep loving it and opening your heart wider and wider and wider and having the discipline to look for the things that are working. Now, when you look for the things that are working, let me be very clear. When you look for the things that are working, what happens is everything that isn't working comes up and hits you between the eyeballs. So when you aim that arrow high toward what you want in your life, and you make a statement, right? So we'll do like the ultimate success mantra from Gay Hendricks, which is, I daily expand, every day I expand love, prosperity, and success while inspiring others to do the same. When you expand like that, what happens is everything that's not working comes up to the forefront so that you can expand beyond it. That's why I tell people you don't need to do an archaeological dig into your childhood because you're still living what isn't working right now.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And I mean, you know, what is it? $20,000 worth of therapy later and you're still trying to figure out why you can't be in the present moment.
Yeah. And the thing is about therapy, there are times when therapy is fantastic. There are times when Prozac and the SSRIs are fantastic. But as Carolyn May says, therapy and this stuff is the boat across the river, but most people don't want to get off. Now, let me just give you an example of one of the things that people, I want your listeners to notice this when it's going on, because a lot of the secret pleasures of menopause or any of my work is about noticing something that you didn't notice before. So, one of the ways that women keep themselves really small and sick is they do what I call the organ recital, meaning they meet for lunch, and then the entire conversation is their health problems. I have heard it at so many tables that are two tables away from me, let's say at a restaurant, and so-and-so just went to the doctor, and this is what they found. And there's a little shadow on the mammogram. And then what happens is, through the law of attraction, they keep focusing on that, focusing on that, focusing on that. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And everything that's going right with their bodies is completely forgotten, like the 99.99% of flights that take off and land on time. And we put all of our focus on that little shadow on the mammogram until you have dug yourself a grave and you're already in it. And that is pretty much how modern medicine treats women's health. You go in, you feel pretty good. You come out, and I can guarantee you, if you went in, got a panel of blood work every year, there's going to be one thing that's outside the norm. And then you're going to focus on that and forget all the rest of the stuff. So my advice to most people is, do what I do. Don't go in there too much.
I know. It's interesting. It's so funny you're mentioning this. One of my listeners emailed me. I did a show a couple weeks ago on natural health and autoimmune disease. And they emailed me a fact sheet. Apparently, I must have left something out in what I talked about. So I got an email on the fact sheet about autoimmune disease. And I had made a statement, and they were correcting me because I lumped Lyme disease as something that could cause inflammation. By the time I was done looking at this article, I needed to take a shower because there are names of diseases that are associated with women I had no idea of.
Oh, no. And, you know, I posted on one of the things that I love is my Facebook fan page, where I give challenges. Like, our current 30-day challenge is to sit down every time you eat. I mean, we can talk about spirituality, can't we, until the cows come home. And
That's right.
I grew up on a farm. We can talk about all that stuff, but you want to be spiritual? You want to start nailing in what works? Sit down every time you eat. I was thinking about, you know, I'd rather have people sit down and completely savor a Whopper from Burger King. Savor it slowly. Enjoy it. I swear to you, I think that does more good than gulping brown rice and veggies as you're running out the door.
I love this idea. At one of my coaching clients, Dr. Northrup, what I said to her is, you have to light one of these votive candles and not get up until it's finished.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, that will cause a little stress in your life.
Well,
Dr.
You see,
Christian, well, let's talk about that when we come back from break. Dr. Christian Northrup joining us here today. We're going to talk about the secret pleasures of menopause. How many of you out there are thinking the game is over? All of a sudden, you've got the big M, and you're thinking, my life has changed. My sex life is down the toilet. Everything about me, I'm hot flashing. I'm this, I'm that. Well, guess what? We're going to have a conversation that's going to change all of that for you. Get ready for the best time of your life. Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to send us questions, go to drpatlive.com on the right-hand side, ask your question, or go to transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side, ask your question, or call right into the show. We'll give you the number during the break. All right, everybody, we'll be right back.
Oh. What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Dr. Cindy Schreiber cares about what you think of yourself. Dr. Cindy has helped thousands safely lose weight and will be leading a weight loss retreat in Costa Rica this July 16th. You will gently detox, eat clean, and finally stop emotional eating, utilizing Ayurvedic products for maximum health. It's possible to relax and release old behaviors and finally get that body you deserve in this five-star paradise setting. Contact yourtransformations.com or call 916-580-8799.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Dr. Christian Northrup joining us here today, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause. You know, let's start with a conversation, Dr. Northrup, and thank you for joining me here today. You know, this idea of right out of the book, you talk about it's not over. But the minute we hear the word menopause, already we're training ourselves to believe it is over.
Well, you know, this is an interesting thing. I was very, very excited when I saw a thing, Jane Lynch, who plays Sue, the cheerleading coach,
yes,
on Glee. Okay, so my editor sent me a link where they said, what is the book on your bedside table? And she said it was The Wisdom of Menopause, which is my book that's the sort of the tome. It's the, you know, it's the sort of textbook on what's really going on with menopause. Now, what I found interesting about that is, number one, she admitted to the entire world that she was going through menopause, and she says, and I read it when I'm hot flashing. Now, in the past, it was career suicide for an actress to even suggest that she would ever go through menopause. I mean, you could be 65, and you would never admit that you had anything like that going on, because it was associated with the dirtiest word we have in our culture, which is aging. Aging, you see? But here's what's happening. If you look at it, menopause is adolescence in reverse, so everything you didn't clean up in the eighth grade comes back and you get another chance.
Dang!
And it's really true. And the reproductive years, the so-called fertile years, the physical fertility years, those are a blip on the screen. Because that's only about age 15 through, let's say, 50. But the average American woman is going to now live till age 80 at least. My mother just hit 85, and last year she went to Mount Everest Base Camp, which is a 100-mile trek, and you start at an elevation of, I don't know, 10,000 feet. So by the time you get even halfway there, there's 50% of the oxygen that there is for those of us at sea level. And so what's happening, and that's just one example, women are collectively changing the consciousness, and you begin to realize that life doesn't actually get really yummy till about the age of 60. And so what's happening there at menopause is everything that is no longer working in your life, like folding the towels for everyone, like putting yourself last, like always taking chicken wing and giving the breast to everyone else, or always taking the burnt piece of toast, or always waiting until everyone else has their stuff done before you say yes to you, that is what begins to go away. Now, we call that perimenopause, and we call it mood swings, and we call it the bitches back, and we have a million names, but what it really means is your soul is saying, what about me? When do I get a chance? And then you realize no one can live your life except you. And then the good news, which is this, if you take care of your body and you become conscious, you can gain an inch of height during perimenopause through Pilates and keeping yourself aligned and keeping yourself stretched. You find out that your fascia, your connective tissue, they're all a crystal, and your blood is actually a liquid crystal. And therefore, you are affected by the vibration of everything around you. Now, when I went through perimenopause, I went through a divorce at the same time because this is common. It is not the menopause thing that makes you a bitch that makes you get a divorce. It's the fact that you have de-selfed yourself usually for about 24 years, and then your soul says, let's not do this anymore. Now, I'm going to say something that is so heretical, but it's going to save some lives, so I'm saying it. If I had stayed married in the marriage I had, I would be dead of breast cancer now.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. I can tell you, I know it, and I would weigh 30 pounds more, but I would be dead, so therefore that would be irrelevant.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, isn't it interesting? I had a similar experience, but I would be dead from Lyme's disease. So, you know, isn't it interesting how that unfolds for us? But
well, yes,
how did you know that intuitively?
Oh, I knew it.
About yourself.
Well, because I had worked for so many years with so many women, and I will tell you that the breasts are about giving and receiving, and there's nothing more heartwarming, more life-giving than actually the art of giving fully from a full cup. But I had developed mastitis in my 30s when I was trying to breastfeed my firstborn exclusively. Like, I didn't want formula to touch her lips, except that I was working 80 hours a week as an OBGYN, and one night I had 5 C-sections in a row. And this was back in the day when we weren't doing vaginal bypass surgery on everyone who walked in. I mean, having a cesarean was a big deal, and I had 5 emergencies in a row, and I couldn't pump my breasts. And so they got backed up, and then, you know, I'm trying to treat myself because God forbid I should ask for help and go see a doctor and get support. No, I couldn't do that. So I began to self-medicate like most of us doctors do, and I put myself on an antibiotic. And long story short, I ended up with the worst case of mastitis and the worst breast abscess that this general surgeon with 6 daughters had ever seen in his 30-year career. It was dissecting into my chest wall. So that was in my 30s. And then when I had the second baby, I couldn't nurse from the right side. I had completely destroyed the duct structure in my right breast. And I remember getting, you know, so depressed about this because I was, you know, all about, it's the one thing I could do for my kids, right? I didn't need to be there all the time, but the one thing I could do is give them the nourishment from my own body that they couldn't get from anyone else. And yet I had destroyed my right breast duct structure. So you see, to me, it was like my Amazon wake-up call where I knew I had the tendency to give, 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 you know, like the Mother Teresa archetype, but without the backup. And so, so I just knew this was a vulnerable area for me, the breasts, and I watched it with many, many other women. One of my favorite stories, was a woman who came into my office and she was in perimenopause. She developed two big cysts in her breast, like big. And I said to her, what's going on in your life in the area of nurturing, giving, and receiving? And she told me that her last child had just left for college. And anyone listening to me who has their last child leaving the house, you know how this feels. It's like it's this heartbreak. You can get chest pain from it because you've spent almost 20 years pouring your heart and soul into this child. And the child leaves. So her child had left. Her cat died, her beloved cat, who was 20. And the night before the cysts appeared, she dreamed that she was nursing this child when she was a baby. I aspirated those cysts. They were full of milk. I kid you not, this woman's menopausal body manifested milk in her breasts. Now, that's the mind-body connection on steroids.
Wow.
That's how it is. So you see, I had this working knowledge of what the breasts were about from my own experience and then my clinical experience. So what happens? And then Lewis Thomas, who wrote Lives of the Cells and used to be the medical director of Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York City, a cancer hospital, wrote, I have come to believe that cancer is the physical metaphor for the extreme need to grow.
Mm.
And so I knew that I had to grow in the area not just of giving. Most women have PhDs in giving. But I had to grow in the area of receiving and in opening my heart to myself.
Mm.
Yeah.
This idea of receiving is such an important lesson to learn in life for us. Because Dr. Northrup, isn't it that we've spent most of our years giving, 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 and then we have to now embrace the fact that we deserve to receive. Let's talk about this when we come back. And also, what are some of the secrets that will open the door to that wonderful sexual, sensual relationship? You know, for many women out there, they live the myth that they no longer are vital, sensual, sexual, hot mamas. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about health because guess what? Dr. Northrup's in the house. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Dr. Christian Northrup is joining us here today, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause. Dr. Northrup, before we kind of jump into this again, would you let people know how they can find out more about you, your books, everything that
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so I have a wonderful website. It's very detailed, and it has all kinds of archives, the A to Z list. You can go in there and put in a health problem or just look at it. It's Dr. Northrup, NORTHRUP.com. I'd love to have you join my wisdom community. It's free. You'll get the e-letter regularly once a month. I have a blog. I'm also very active on Facebook. My Facebook page is Dr. Christiane Northrup, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-E. I say it's like the religion with an E on the end, Dr. Christiane Northrup. And right now, for instance, we're doing a 30-day challenge to sit down when we eat. And I outed myself because I wanted this kind of support. It's so easy to sit by the computer and have your supper or whatever it is, or eat standing at the counter. And so this is my idea of spirituality. Being mindful when you eat and catching yourself when you're grabbing and going. So that's the Facebook page. And then I have an assortment of books. We're talking now about The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, which is how you can do this in your own life. And actually, The Secret Pleasures is about the science of nitric oxide. And, when you want to, we can get into that, Dr. Pat.
I want to talk about that because that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. I mean, there are many, many things that we're discovering to create vitality in our lives. Let's talk about nitric oxide because we covered this really well in the book.
Right, right. So I wanted to tell everyone how I got here. So I was, like many women, there I was at midlife. I was newly divorced about the age of 50, and I said, oh, and then I went home to visit my mother and my brothers went off with their wives, and they left me to be my mother's date. And I kid you not, and my mother was widowed at about age 51. It's interesting, there are patterns in families. So she's widowed at 51, I'm divorced at 51, and now suddenly the oldest daughter without a man I'm going to, and I could see it. I could see the archetypal pattern. Uh-oh, I'm going to be my mother's date for the rest of my life. We're going to be the two single women who room together from now on. And my soul said, no, we're not doing this. And so I began to simply decide I had to reinvent myself. And I looked around because, you know, we have this stupid idea in the culture that all men want women who are 20 years younger. Let me be completely honest with all of your readers. I didn't want to be alone the rest of my life. Like everyone, I was interested in a life partner. I wanted a man. And let me be also honest, because like many women, I thought that a man who would take care of me and support me would solve all my problems. Okay, I'm going to cut right to the chase and give you the cliff notes, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know it, but I had to become the man I wanted to marry, like Gloria Steinem says. So I became the man I was looking for, meaning that I shored up my financial security. I began to see myself as a business. In other words, I had to go through all the steps of becoming financially literate. Like many women, I gave that task to my husband. The other thing I did was I began to read the work of Mama Gina, Regina Thomas Hauer, and her book, The Owner's and Operator's Guide to Men. And I learned about her through a book that I bought on Amazon called The Illustrated Guide to Extended Massive Orgasm by Steve and Vera Bedansky. Great title, right? Like, who would want that book? And I was revising Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom at the same time. So, long story short, I sent my daughters to the Mama Gina School of Womanly Arts in New York City as spies, under cover of a different last name from mine, assuming that she didn't know who I was. And then I got invited to speak there, and at Men's Night, a man was speaking about the fact that his wife, after his wife took the course on how to have your way with the world through pleasure, he no longer needed to use Viagra. Mm. Now I'm going to give you the science of nitric oxide and why this is so powerful and why it is so important. The way Cialis, Viagra, Levitra, all of those, as John Stewart calls them, boner drugs work, is they increase the flow of nitric oxide in the penile blood vessels. Now, that nitric oxide is an odorless, colorless gas that is produced by the lining cells of every blood vessel in the body. And remember, there's a blood vessel within 1 micron of every cell in the body. Now, what that means is when nitric oxide levels are high, the blood is flowing beautifully and circulation is optimal. And nitric oxide as a gas is produced moment by moment under conditions of health. And you cannot store it up. So it is produced by an aerobic workout. For about 24 hours after an aerobic workout, you'll have enough nitric oxide to keep your blood flowing well. But it does more than blood flow. Nitric oxide is the uber neurotransmitter, meaning it balances all the other neurotransmitters in the body. Dopamine, serotonin, beta endorphin. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the stuff. This is the stuff that everyone takes Prozac for, or Zoloft, or any of those antidepressants. Those are all to manipulate your neurotransmitters, but you can do it yourself through healthy behaviors. And that is how I came to write The Secret Pleasures of Menopause. Because once this guy gave me the science that his wife's pleasure turned him on enough so that his nitric oxide was raised naturally without a pharmaceutical drug that can cause blindness in men, by the way. There's a black box warning on all of those drugs because it shunts the blood away from the brain and the heart, and in a scary proportion of men, which is, I mean, even one is enough, it produces unilateral blindness. So if a turned on woman is what turns on a man, then we all want to be turned on women. And a man's body responds to your turn-on. It doesn't matter, by the way, if you're a lesbian, it works the same. And it turns out women's turn-on mechanism is just a measure of how much nitric oxide you have flowing in your blood vessels. It does not need to be about sex. Sex is a very good metaphor. We all understand it. We know the physiology of a woman's turn-on. So you have to become a student of your own pleasure. So at this point, Mama Gina herself, Regina, is now turned on by riding horses. I mean, that's become her thing. My thing is Argentine tango. I talked with a woman surgeon. Her thing is becoming a beekeeper. And she said when the bees arrived in the box, she said it was like Reiki on steroids, the buzzing of the box when she got the bees. So you get to determine what the turn-on for you is. But believe me, if you are not turned on to life and new things coming into life, into your life, and new goals, you're going to get old.
You know, this is so important. This is, you know, Dr. Northrup, this is so important because it is really at the choice point. We're all at this choice point for creating the kinds of goals, the kinds of things that we're really drawn towards. What do you think is the greatest challenge that women have that holds them back from horseback riding? For me, I love doing the radio. I did 10 hours of radio Saturday with 3-minute break in between, and that was it, and I loved it. It was like time stood still. Would you consider that for me? I don't consider it work.
No. I have a radio show, Flourish, which is every Wednesday at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time on Hay House Radio. You can find that on www.hayhouseradio.com. And every show is repeated 6 times, and I love the radio. I'm with you. Time stands still. You're doing the work of your soul, you see. Now, but let me tell you what holds you back. I'll be very clear.
All right.
Okay. It is the unfinished business of the first half of your life. So I decided, okay, I'm looking in the window of main ballroom dance, and I wanted to take ballroom dancing. My whole life I wanted to dance, but I thought I need a partner. You know, I need a man to go with me, which is wrong. You do not. But so I'm telling you right now, you don't need that. And so I decided, okay, I'm going to take lessons. And so I looked in the window, and it's just like, oh, to dance like that, to move like that and close embrace, that's for me. Okay, good. Then you get to confront all the reasons why you haven't done it before, because it brings up terror. So I start to take lessons. Good. I'm fine in a private lesson. I'm paying someone. It's one-on-one. It took me 2 months to even go to a practice session so that I felt like I was good enough to go to the practice session, because guess what? All of my expertise and all of my PhD, MD kind of stuff and New York Times bestsellers and all the rest didn't count for one whit in Argentine tango. In Argentine tango, I was just another middle-aged woman who wanted to learn how to dance. And as far as I could tell, looking around, there were way too many of us and not enough leaders. And I thought, so this is how I put myself down. Oh, God, this is just what the world needs. Now these guys are going to have to ferry around another middle-aged woman who wants to learn how to dance when they really want to dance with the 21-year-olds in the stiletto heels. Now, do you see? That was a story that I told in my own mind. They're not going to want me. I'm too old. I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm worthless. Because I'm no longer 21. That's the story. And I want you to know, learning to dance, forcing myself to go to dances, asking men to dance, learning how to surrender to a man's lead, I am telling you right now, it was harder than medical school and a surgical residency.
I bet it was.
Because it was at the core of my femininity. It was at the core of me being vulnerable. and listening to a man lead. I spent my whole life overcoming my sense of inadequacy by achieving in the outer world. Good. Okay, you got an MD. You got 2 New York Times bestsellers. You got, you know, whatever, 6 books total. You got a website. You know, you go all around the world, give speaking engagements. Everyone wants you, but not on the dance floor.
Oh, wow.
Because we're all just there to dance. And, honey, you're no spring chicken. So what are you going to do about that? You see?
Well, you had a choice to either stay or go.
Stay or, and there were times when I had to force myself to go because I said to myself, you'd have these moments that were so glorious if you had a really compassionate leader, that were so glorious that just the fact that I was in there moving to beautiful music with a man was enough. It was enough to keep you going. But one night, I'm in there, and it's the last dance, and I ask this guy to dance, and another woman looks at me and makes the sound like a growling cat and claws the air because she wanted to dance with him, and it was the last dance.
Mm.
Okay, 2 days later, I'm at lunch with my assistant. I suddenly feel so nauseated, I have to go into the bathroom. I literally had projectile vomiting.
Ugh.
I called up my friend Doris, Doris Cohen, medical intuitive, Doris E. Cohen. Everyone should have a reading with Doris. I'm not kidding you. It's healingrepetition.com, healingrepetition.com. And Doris told me it was a past life thing that came up where I was this beautiful dancer, 18, whatever, in South America, and another woman and all the men wanted to dance with me, and another woman was so jealous that she beat me up and disfigured me for life. And so that past life memory came up. Now, you may not believe in past life memories. I had enough baggage in this life to put me off dance forever because it's not what we did in my family. Remember, I told you I had a mother who went to Mount Everest Base Camp. We did hiking. We did camping. We did skiing. I never fit in with that. I am a dancer in my very soul, but I didn't figure it out until the secret pleasures of menopause, where I kept opening myself to more pleasure, to more pleasure, to more pleasure, and began to create an environment that supported me. So I discovered I hadn't used my living room in 30 years, except on Christmas Eve. I cleared out all the furniture. It's got a great hardwood floor. I now have dances regularly in my house. The walls are mirrored. We have tango lessons here. And my house absorbs the music and the dance like it was the desert. And now when you walk in, everything about this place supports me. That process began at menopause. It began in the reinvention stage of menopause. So now I am perched on what I can feel are the most exciting years of my life. And I am dancing close embrace tango, not just one with one man, with dozens of men. And here's what I know from Mama Gina's. My attention on a man, when I see him as a great man, when I see him as giving me a glorious dance, when I surrender to his lead but give back to him through the music coming up through the floor, back to him, I am creating better men. All women have the ability to do this. Goddesses never age.
Ah, what a discovery to make. You know, I have a friend that did a documentary about her dance journey, and it's called Heel to Toe. And the same experience that you're talking about is what she went through to heal herself. And so pleasure does heal.
Oh, pleasure absolutely heals. Now, this is another thing. When I first went to teach at Mama Gina's School of Womanly Arts, I got up in front of the room and I had a feeling about something.
Yeah.
I thought, these women are healing things. This focus on pleasure increases the nitric oxide, which decreases cellular inflammation. This is healing stuff. So I said, please raise your hand, and I want you to come up here if you have healed anything while you've been in this course. The line went to the back of the room. We had women who had had a reversal of abnormal pap smears, ovarian cysts, lupus. One woman, I'm standing with her before graduation, a lovely, adorable woman from New Hampshire, and she says to me, I have not stood on this street corner. We were about to go into a hotel. I have not stood on this street corner since I was in that hospital, and she points to St. Luke's, having a lung removed for lung cancer.
Oh, wow.
And we had another woman who had completely healed from bowel cancer. So when I talk about this, see, I, like many women, saw Regina Thomasauer on the Today Show, and I thought, you know, in a pink feather boa, and I said, well, that's a nutcase. There's a lightweight. That's what we say, by the way, when our vibration is so far away from the lightness of pleasure. You know, you find people like her just irritating because your vibration is so slow and dark compared to where she is. So therefore, it's irritating. But when I saw these people healing from the very diseases that were making so many women sick, then I realized not only does this heal, this prevents. It prevents disease, because when you have the nitric oxide levels flowing and you live your life, this is number 7 in the secret pleasures of menopause, live your life in a way that excites, motivates, and turns on others to be at their best and healthiest. So remember, we started the show with Gay Hendricks' ultimate success mantra, which is, daily I expand success, pleasure, love, and prosperity while inspiring others to do the same. You can't take anyone where you haven't been. You
right.
can be a source of inspiration, but notice what the mantra does not say. It does not say assisting others, helping others. Stop that. Inspire others. Be an example to others of what is possible. What I tell the women now in the Tango community, I say, look, female desire is the strongest force on planet Earth. Now go out there and get more leaders, because once a guy knows that he can become a god, a tango god, the average geek who learns Argentine tango well becomes a god, and he can improve his health and probably prevent prostate problems simply by getting into the manliness of being a leader in dance. And it may be the one place in his life where he can totally kick in his masculinity in a way that serves the feminine. Women have the ability to be the strongest force for healing and pleasure on earth. But as long as we stay small, as long as we're like me over in the corner saying that it's over for us, we're no longer sexual, all the men want the 21-year-olds, that is not true. And then I found that also, if you go online and you do online dating, I want you to know how many good men there are out there. They are all over the place, and they are just waiting to have a woman drink them in and allow them to serve her. Now, not all men. The narcissistic guys, forget about it. You can give to them forever. There's an endless stream. And once they replace you, they'll have another woman in 5 minutes. So I'm not talking about them. Okay? They will. They'll have another woman. You'll sacrifice your whole life for a man who doesn't appreciate you. And then you finally leave. He won't fight for you. He'll just get the next woman to, you know, that he can suck her Shakti. And then she turns into a shriveled mess. You can see these women in Walmart. They have handsome husbands, and they're fat, they look puffy, and they look like an empty shell. You can tell that they're giving, giving, giving to a man who is never giving back. And that is a death prescription for both of them. You have the ability to turn that archetype on its head by knowing your power as a goddess.
I love this. Yeah, first of all, I want to tell everybody, Dr. Northrup's book, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause, available everywhere, but definitely go to Hay House Radio so you can listen to her show. I want to thank you for joining me here today. You know, there's so much in this book, and what we just talked about right there was the ability to think big. And it's so important to do that. And you've said that so beautifully. I wanted to ask you, what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today? And please let people know your website again.
Okay. I want to leave you with the fact that the heart runs the body. And you have a high heart and a low heart. The low heart is the uterus, the pelvic organs. And even if you've had a hysterectomy, they're still there. And you can improve your health dramatically by sending love down to your low heart and then sending love from the low heart back to the high heart. And this will begin to soften the circuitry there so that you open up to all of who you are. I want women to have access to their juicy creative power, their sexual power, for their entire lives. You don't need to cut yourself off from the waist down after menopause. And my website is Dr. Northrup, drnorthrup.com. And I have a free e-letter every month. And then my Facebook fan page, Dr. Christiane Northrup. And please join me there because I interact all the time. We've got a discussion group. It's very, very fun. And it's a very alive, living community, both on the website and on the Facebook page.
Thank you so much for joining me here today. And thank you, Dr. Northrup, for doing all that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. For more about us, go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. I hope that you heard something here today that will enable you to get off the couch, to do something different about your life, and to explore the secret pleasures of menopause. Thanks to Dr. Christiane Northrup. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.